Alaska State Employees Association has about 8,000 members. Amanda Thomas is one of them. She works for the Department of Administration and knew the layoffs were coming. Her family put away money as a buffer.
Truthfully, I was probably doing okay with it up until the point that I came to the realization that the leave was going to be cashed out.
She says some state employees have an entire year saved up, but Thomas has almost 2 months of leave, roughly a $10,000 payout.
It's unexpected income that we don't need at this point because, as I said, we've already saved.
To the feds, that's income. That would force Thomas's family into a higher tax bracket than if she just took a long vacation. This didn't sit well with her. Two smaller unions already signed a letter of agreement with the state, allowing employees to retain their leave if layoffs occur. So she called her union to see if it would sign one too.
Basically was told that it would happen in the best interest of the membership. And I don't know that I agree with that.
Oh, no, we're not in negotiations with the administration at this point on any provisions of our contract.
Jim Duncan is the executive director of ASEA. He was also an Alaska legislator for 24 years. He says the union is working day and night to get a fully funded budget, including the 2.5 cost of living pay increase promised to its members.
So the bottom line is, in the final analysis, our members' interests are going to be protected when all the decision-making is through.
If the legislature doesn't pass a budget in time, the state will have to pay out tens of millions of dollars in leave to ASCA and other union members. Duncan says it's not a bargaining chip.
I'm not bargaining with members' future. I'm just working with the legislature to do what they should be doing and to, one, get a budget passed, and secondly, honor the commitments that have been made to our union members as well as other union members.
The state will cash out comp time, but not flex hours. After 10 years of employment, Amanda Thomas could come back to zero leave. No sick time, vacation, nothing.
In my conversations with my coworkers, most of us are pretty disturbed by the fact that when we come back to work, when that does occur, that we will be starting over at square one.
To avoid being taxed for her leave payout, Thomas says she's considering putting the money into her retirement. Her upcoming family trip to Australia may have to wait. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.